This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Police in Munich exchanged fire with a man on Thursday, killing the suspect. VOA's Steve Karish has the details.
Police say that the man killed in a shootout with police in Munich on Thursday was an 18-year-old citizen of neighboring Austria. Authorities believe he may have planned an attack on the Israeli consulate in the city. The suspect was fatally wounded in an area near the consulate and a museum of the city's Nazi-era history after officers were alerted to a man carrying a long gun. There was no indication that anyone else was hurt. Steve Karish, VOA News.
Crowds of Palestinians gathered at medical centers in Rafah and Khan Yunis in the south of Gaza on Thursday for their children to be vaccinated against polio in the second stage of a campaign that has so far seen 187,000 youngsters inoculated. The United Nations Palestinian Refugee Agency, UNRWA, said the campaign was so far successful but complex. An airstrike killed five Palestinians in the courtyard of Al-Aqsa Hospital in Deir al-Balah on Thursday, according to Gaza health officials. The victims were staying in a tent encampment within the hospital compound in the central Gaza Strip, which has been providing refuge for displaced individuals.
President Emmanuel Macron has named EU former Brexit negotiator Michel Barnier as France's new prime minister after more than 50 days of caretaker government. French hard-left leader Jean-Luc Mélenchon slammed Macron's decision to appoint, saying the move is a denial of democracy. Mélenchon said in a live-streamed address after the announcement was made, quote, "The president has just decided to officially deny the results of the legislative elections that he himself called for."
For more stories, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. A 14-year-old boy killed two fellow students and two teachers and wounded nine others in a shooting at a Georgia high school on Wednesday. Gabe Singer from Reuters reports.
The suspect was taken into custody and has been identified as Colt Gray. Investigators said he was interviewed by law enforcement last year over online threats about committing a school shooting. Director of the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, Chris Hosey, said Gray will be charged and tried as an adult. County Sheriff Judd Smith said the gunman on Wednesday was armed with a, quote, AR platform-style weapon or semi-automatic rifle. Smith said the subject was quickly confronted by deputies assigned to the school and immediately got on the ground and surrendered. This was the first mass shooting in the United States since the start of the school year, only a few weeks since it began in many school districts. It has rattled the community of 18,000, which gathered earlier on Wednesday for a prayer vigil.
Gabe Singer for Reuters. Officials in Kenya report Ugandan Olympic marathon runner Rebecca Cheptegei died Thursday in a western Kenyan hospital from burns suffered after being set on fire by her boyfriend in an attack in her home early this week. VOA's Jeff Custer has details.
Speaking to reporters Thursday, Moi Teaching Hospital Intensive Care Chief Kimani Mbugwa said the 33-year-old Olympian had burns over 80% of her body.
We've done all that we could for her. She had a severe percentage of burns, which unfortunately led to multi-organ failure, which ultimately led to her passing this morning at 5:30 a.m.
Police say Cheptegei's partner, Dixon Marengesh, doused her with gasoline and set her on fire during a dispute at her western Kenya home Sunday. Police say Marengesh was also burned in the resulting fire and remains hospitalized. Cheptegei represented Uganda in the Paris Olympics in July. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Pope Francis and the Imam of Southeast Asia's largest mosque made a joint call to fight violence and to protect the planet. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
At Jakarta's iconic Istiqlal Mosque, France's visit was opened with a performance by a visually impaired Indonesian teenage girl. She chanted verses from the Quran about tolerance amongst believers of different faiths. At the event were representatives of the six religions that are officially recognized in Indonesia: Islam, Buddhism, Confucianism, Hinduism, Catholicism, and Protestantism. In an initial greeting, Francis said, "In the face of today's many challenges, we respond with the sign of fraternity." The pontiff went on to address what he called threats to humanity, such as wars and conflicts and the environmental crisis. Francis has made improving Catholic-Muslim ties a hallmark of his papacy. I'm Karen Chamas.
I'm Christina Menenti. VOA News.